Blog Talk Radio.
Today, do I need to bring my microphone down just a little bit? Give me a shout. Let me know if you will. Trying out and come back in here for some. Are we there now? I don't know. For some reason, we keep losing our phone call. I hope this is not a major thing. So anyway, we are on the air today. I hope everybody is having a good Tuesday. Don't forget the NBA playoffs are back on the air tonight. So as I've been saying, and I know me and my buddy Clint, we've been kind of going back and forth. Clint says the Spurs. I'm still going with LeBron and D-Wade and the boys down in South Beach. I think when push comes to shove, they're just going to have way too much for San Antonio. I may be wrong. It won't be the first time. Definitely won't be the last time. But, you know, I just got a funny feeling that it's going to be the Miami Heat one more time. Want to say hello to my boys over at Pro-Am Belts. Oh my God! If you're a pro wrestling promotion or a boxing promotion or an MMA promotion, and you need some custom made belts for your organization, check out the boys with Pro-Am Belts. You can find them on the internet. You can also find them on Facebook, Pro-Am Belts, and they will set you up. They got some beautiful stock belts. But if you want something custom done, they are the folks to go to, and they're reasonably priced too. And they're not those factory. I hate to mention them, but they're not the title belts where, you know, you can get your belts custom made, and they have some pictures on their Facebook pages of different belts that they have done. So make sure you just get over there and check out the boys at Pro-Am Belts. Oh, it is an exciting day. The movie Greater is back up in Northwest Arkansas this week. They're still shooting that movie. And I'm going to be back out there with them tomorrow. They're going to be back at Razorback Stadium. They've been shooting yesterday and today. They've been shooting at some various locations throughout Northwest Arkansas, getting some stuff in. And then tomorrow, I got my email today that says, Greg, we're going to be shooting some more football scenes, so we definitely want you to come back as the trainer role that you were playing 2 weeks ago for the University of Arkansas Razorback football team. So, sounds like I'm going to be on the movie set again tomorrow. I got my boy Clint. Once again, he's over there in the chat room. I'm kind of recruiting Clint to be my bug buster. So if you know what I mean by bug buster, that means if any of them little cockroaches try to infiltrate the Greg Squirrel chat room, well, we got Clint or XF over there, and he's going to zap them bugs for me. Thank you, Clint, for being in the room today. All right. Apparently, maybe Tiger Woods and Sergio Garcia may be made up a little bit. Clint, I meant to ask you, do you like to play golf? I know you're listening. But anyway, Sergio and Tiger maybe made up a little bit. Because apparently during one of the practice sessions for the U.S. Open this week, coming weekend, Sergio and Tiger, you know, shook some hands. So, you know, I'm sure they're not going to be spooning overnight, but maybe it's a step. You know, maybe Sergio's wised up and said, you know, I am a spoiled punk. Tiger Woods could kick my butt 48 ways till Sunday and make me like it, so I better be his friend. I don't know. I talked about it a couple of weeks ago. That's just one of those golf feuds that never really panned out like they expected it to. You know, Tiger has dominated. Sergio has shown flashes of brilliance, but just never really broke through to the other side. What's going on in New England? That's what I want to know. I mean, they got Tom Brady. They're grooming Ryan Mallett, former Arkansas kid, to be his backup. And now they go sign Tim Tebow. Now, I like Tim Tebow because he's not afraid to express himself. But could this be Ryan Mallett's way exit from New England? I think, and I may be wishful thinking, I think the Dallas Cowboys needs to get Ryan Mallett. Because, you know, as much as I like Romo, he's not going to last forever. So get Ryan down in Mallett doing the same thing he's doing now, drawing a cushy little check, being Romo's backup, and let's see what the boy can do. I still think Ryan Mallett's an untapped commodity. And if not Dallas, somebody out there who thinks he can do something for him is going to go pick up Ryan Mallett. I mean, there's just no doubt in my mind. Somebody's going to pick up Ryan Mallett. So, that's that. So, anyway, well, yeah, $508,000 a year, you know. Give me 10%. Hell, I'll go play quarterback somewhere. All right, let's get back over here to the headlines. Oh, Tebow does sign a 2-year deal with New England. So that's final. Don't forget tonight, Game 3, Spurs Heat back in San Antonio. How does Pac-Man Jones pled not guilty to domestic assault charges? Lionel Hollis. Now, I know my boys over at Memphis, they're not going to like this, but Lionel Hollis has been fired as the Grizz as head coach. Who are they going to get? Be interesting to see. Did I put... Never mind. Wow, one of my uncles just commented. I must have typed gray squirrel on my Facebook page. Did I? I can't go look right now. I'm embarrassed if I do. Oh, sad news out of San Francisco. One of the construction workers on the new San Francisco 49er Levi's Stadium has been killed. Sad news to hear about that. Thoughts and prayers go out to that man's family. Don't have a name. Oops. Okay. Hey, people call me that sometime anyway, so it shouldn't matter. Hey, as I can always tell people say, do you want us to call us Greg? Do you want us to call you Squirrel? What do you want us to call us? I'm like, I don't care what you call me, just as long as you call me in time for dinner. There you go. All right. Back to the headlines. Uh-oh, somebody's picking on me now. What? Oh, okay. All right. Anyway, phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. If you want to talk today, I sent my boy Clint Davis over there at XFI. I sent him a picture of Dean Vaughn's ankle. And I just wanted to get his, I know he's in the chat room, and I wanted to get his opinion on Dean Vaughn's ankle. Ooh, boy. Kind of remind me of Linda Blair and The Exorcist. That thing was spinning around, going crazy. Thoughts and prayers go out to Dean Vaughn. Hope he gets better. Hope he gets better soon. I'd like to see Dean come down to XFI. Once he gets healed. There's so many good fighters in this area. We need to have like a Super Bowl of MMA. Put them all in a fishbowl. You know, take all the champions from XFI and take all the champions from Uncivil War. Put them in a fishbowl, and if we can, get some of the guys from Show Fight over at Branson. And let's put all these boys in a fishbowl, mix them up, and see what happens. I think that could be a fun card. Who's on the line?
This is Granny Hulkster speaking. How are you, Greg?
Granny Hulkster? Oh, my God. What are you doing, sweetie?
Well, getting over a little touch of bronchitis. I had bronchitis last week and getting over that and my other health issues. You know, the doctor took me off work as of April 17th full-time. So I would have celebrated my 14th year with my job last Wednesday if I was still working, but that's not the case. So now they think that I have a damaged vein in my right leg and it's causing the clots, and so they're going to send me to another surgeon. So it is what it is.
Well, that's not good, Granny. We need to get you better because TCW has come to Clarksville in a few weeks.
I know, and I want to try to. I want to try to make it down there.
And me and Clint Davis over at XFI, we're already planning an invasion.
Well, I tell you, it's been a long time since I've seen Clint Davis at a TCW show. And, yes, I'm very good friends with Mr. Clint Davis. And so, Clint, if you're listening out there, Granny loves you and Granny says hello because I've been missing your smiling face, my friend.
Clint, call in, buddy. We got Granny on here. This is going. It sounds like this is about to turn into Wrestle Day on Greg Squirrel Show.
Well, it doesn't have to be. I mean, I hadn't talked to you in a while, and while I'm thinking of it, I wanted to send my condolences to you, Greg. I heard that your dad had passed away, and I'm very sorry. I mean,
yes.
You know, I've been praying for you. You know, David and Anthony's been praying for you, because today, God rest his soul, if my daddy was still with us, today would have been my daddy's 80th birthday today, if he was still with us. But he went to be with us almost 9 years ago, so.
Hey, Granny.
Yes.
I got somebody wants to say hi to you.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Granny Hulkster. Granny Hulkster.
Hello, darling. How are you?
I am good. I haven't seen you in so long, and I've been wanting to here for a while, and I miss seeing you at the TCW shows.
Well, I have missed your smiling face. I mean, when we were there at Tribulation that weekend in Fort Smith, you know, I noticed, I don't know if you noticed my cover photo that I changed my picture, but, you know, we had Brian standing next to me and David and Anthony on the other side of me, because it was Brian's son's birthday, you know, and Brian's like, hey, I know that guy that's standing on the left side of you. And I said, yes, you do. And I said, too bad Clint wasn't here. I said, you know, we got to get the old gang back together, you know. That would have made that picture priceless.
We do. We need to get everybody back together. We had a big thing planned, and there's just so many factors been involved. And, you know, I hadn't been able to make it out there and had the kids on different weekends.
I know you haven't.
So, well, we'll get it put together one of these days.
Yeah, but I've been thinking about you, my friend, you and your kids, you know. I know you've been spending a lot of time with your kids, and God love you for that, you know.
I have,
so.
You bet.
Hey, Granny, me and Clint were talking last week. If we have to, I got a wheelchair down in the garage. If me and Clint have to, we're going to come get you personally, and we're going to get you to Clarksville.
Well, I tell you, I laugh at that because, you know, you're not the first person that has offered to come get me to take me to a wrestling show. I mean, you're not. So, I mean, you know, God love my wrestling family out there, you know, I tell you. Well, I have been told that it's just not a show unless Granny's there, you know, so, I mean.
No, it's not.
What can I say? You know, I mean, I tell you, I had all plans to go to Springfield when they were up at Springfield, and that was when I ended up in the hospital with that last blood clot right before Easter, and I was so devastated that I couldn't go. I mean, I actually had people calling me, sending me messages on Facebook, you know, checking on me, making sure that I was okay, you know, and I tell you, people that don't, maybe, you know, maybe they watch wrestling, you know, or whatever. They don't fully understand the kind of relationship that we have, I mean, that the fans have, you know, with the wrestling world, you know. I mean, I tell you, I have so many, I call them my wrestling family because that's what they are. You know, that's what they are to me. They're my family. I mean, Clint, you're like part of my family, you know.
I love it. I mean,
Greg, you're part of my family. I mean, you know, and people, they don't understand that. You know, they sit and they look at you like, you're crazy. And I'm like, no, I'm not, because I tell you, if I had a crisis, all I would have to do is pick up a phone or start sending messages on Facebook to my wrestling family. If I needed help with anything, all I'd have to do is start asking, and I know that there would be people there to help me.
That's right.
So.
Well, Granny, you always know we've been there. I mean, Granny reminds me, I don't know if you remember this guy, but there used to be a guy, and I don't care what wrestling program show it was, there was always that one guy dressed up like Hulk Hogan, had the little bald half moon cap on, had the big Fu Manchu mustache, had the leather boy, but the guy was skinnier than a toothpick. I don't know if you guys remember that guy. I see that guy's face just as plain as day, and Granny is the Arkansas equivalent to that guy. Every time there is a wrestling show in Arkansas, you can count on Granny Hulkster being there in her yellow and red T-shirt, getting in somebody's face.
That's right.
Hey, Granny, I got one more.
Huh?
Go ahead, Granny. I'm sorry.
No, I was just gonna say, you know, remember the sign, Clint, you used to bring to the shows with you that said perfection section?
Oh, yeah.
You know, well, I tell you, you know, I'm a big John Saxon fan. I love John Saxon. And I tell you, the last couple of times I've seen John Saxon, you know, at TCW, and he's like, well, Granny, where are you sitting at? You know, I said, right over there in my usual spot. He says, when I run by, I'll say hi to you. But the last two times I have seen him at a TCW show, he's like, he comes over there, he's like, stops, hey, baby, and he grabs me and hugs me and kisses me on my cheek, you know? And I tell you,
yeah.
I made a personal poster for John when we were at Fort Smith Night of Champions, this last TCW show, you know, and he even let me hold the title belt. That's when before Kincaid took it back, but that's okay. John Saxon's going to get that belt back. I got faith in that. But I am going to make me a poster that says knucklehead section because, you know, John Saxon loves his knuckleheads, and I am going to make a poster that says knucklehead section.
That's true. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait.
I'm in the knucklehead section there with this, Clint.
I might have to be over there. You bet. No doubt about it.
Granny Holzer, I got one name I'm going to mention because the last time I saw you at an event, there was fun going down. Cage.
Cage. Well, I tell you, let me tell you something, Greg. I tell you, I have not really talked to Cage much lately. You know, as most of you know, fans, I stepped down from doing my radio show just because of the health problems. I had a lot to deal with, you know. Terry Pantera has taken over my New Age Wrestling, except now it's called Sick and Twisted, you know, on Sunday nights at 10 p.m. So fans, check that out, you know, 10 p.m. Central Time. Terry Pantera, he is in charge of doing that show. I am occasionally helping Terry run the switchboard from time to time. But, I'm, you know, Rick, I have not talked to Cage a lot lately, you know. I've not really talked to him a lot. So I don't know if he's still a little humiliated from, you know, Brian's last show, the one you were at in February where he got the pink tutu put on him and I got the opportunity to slap him in his face. You know, I think he still might be a little humiliated from that because he was supposed to show up at Brian's last show that they did at the Boys and Girls Club in Alma and he didn't show up. So, you know, not sure what's going on with that, but, you know. Only time will
come. Clint, you had to be there to see that, Clint.
Well, it sounds like something I needed to be a part of. If there's any pictures,
oh,
I want
yes.
to see them up on Facebook.
Trust me, Clint, if you would have been there, you would have absolutely loved it. I mean, that is just, because I tell you, they held him, put that pink tutu on him. I put a tiara on his head, and I got the opportunity to slap the fire out of this boy. Because
go.
He humiliated me on our radio show constantly, calling me an old bag. Well, Greg knows. I mean, Greg knows what he
called
me. You know, I mean, I tell you, and I had very many people stepping up for Granny, and I know, guaranteed, had you been there to see that show February 2nd in Elm, I mean, you would have been right there along Granny's side, probably helping me, you know.
There you go.
That's okay.
I had to do a double take because I didn't see everything that was going down. I came in from the dressing room just in time to see the slap go down. But I had to do a double take because I thought Granny Holzer was bitch slapping Honey Boo Boo.
Oh my goodness.
I mean,
God,
that was classic.
Yes, it was priceless. But yes, you know, I tell you, I love my wrestling family, love my wrestling shows. You know, I tell you, Clint, we miss you, man. I tell you, it's not been the same without you, my friend. And
I appreciate that. You know, I always talk about, you know, how I was able to get, you know, a lot of the crowd into the chants and even got a chant going for the water boy one time and just get all kinds of. Now, I remember, I'm going to tell one story. I'm going to kind of out myself here in front of everybody. Here, here's, here's one story that I remember. I was Summer and I, we were still married at the time, and of course we're still good friends. We I'm sure if we wanted to go to these shows together, we probably could. And we were sitting at one of these. I don't even remember where it was, when it was, or anything. But we were. I had had way too much beer to drink. That's all I remember starting out was I was drinking beer like it was the end of the world. And I wanted to get this chant going for you, Granny, and I slipped it up and started chanting Granny Hogan. And the whole crowd was going after Granny Hogan. And you stopped me right in the middle of
that show.
You were waving your arms like crazy. And you're like, no, you held your shirt out. You're like, it's Granny Hulkster. And I was like, Granny Hulkster. Got another one going. And the whole crowd got into it after that.
Well, I remember that show, and I think that was, like, last June, I think, when, like, Disco Inferno was there for TCW. I think that was the show. It was, like, in June last year.
I think it was. You know, a lot of people don't know this, but Matt Riviera called me and asked me to go to the airport and pick up Hacksaw Jim Duggan and Disco Inferno and Chris Cruz. And a Titan was there. I had Titan's big 7'2" body sitting in the front seat of my truck with his knees were up against the windshield, and I drive a big Ram quad cab.
So, I would have loved to see that.
There wasn't a whole lot of room there.
And I got a funny story to tell you. This has been a few shows ago, but it was sometime last year. But Clint made a poster, Greg. Somebody kissed my granny. Somebody kissed my granny. luckily, I had my loving husband sitting right next to me.
And he was a good sport because every time I held it up, he gave you a kiss every single time.
Yeah, he did. You know, I mean, I figured, you know, who knows? I mean, as many fans as Granny has acquired over the past several years, you know, I'm surprised I didn't have anybody else coming up trying to give me a kiss.
I should have paid
to do it. Oh, I just like walking down memory lane here. You know, this is fun.
That's right.
And I tell you, Clint, I am going to have to call in and listen to your show. I mean, I've seen it posted, you know, on Facebook and everything. I am going to have to call in and listen to your show sometime.
You bet. Anytime. I'll start tagging you in links. I'll get links on your page every Tuesday and Friday at noon. And, you know, and if there's ever a change in time, like next Tuesday, I've got stuff to do at 11 o'clock. So I may go prime time again next Tuesday. So it's just kind of up in the air right now. But I'll get links on your page.
Okay. Yeah, I would just like to call in and just, you know, listen to it. You know, like I said, I know you've been doing that for a while and everything, you know, and so got to support my family here, you know, so.
That's right. Even though it's MMA, you know, it's just one of those things.
I've never really been much into the MMA, you know. I know, Greg, you do a lot with that. You announce a lot with that, and God love you for that, you know, and I just, I mean, David and I went to an MMA fight one time, and I just, it was fun, it was interesting, but I just, you know, at that time, you know, I don't know if it was just the people that were doing the fighting that just didn't interest me. I don't know what it was, but I mean, it was interesting, it was different, you know, something that I had never seen before, you know, but I mean, like I said, I like my wrestling, you know, so, but, you know, everybody has
their own thing,
you know, so.
Oh, yeah.
You bet.
Well, I mean, that Clarksville show, we're going to definitely get the caravan going down there. Jake the Snake Roberts going to be in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Now, I've heard another rumor about Jake the Snake. I've heard that tonight on TCW Radio, Jake the Snake is going to make an appearance.
Wow, that would be interesting.
Cool.
That's what I've heard. That's what's going around the way.
Yeah, that would be interesting. So,
well, you know, Jake's got a good story going on right now because, you know, he's Scott Hall, DDP, you know, they are, you know, they're they got this DDP yoga thing going on now. And Jake says he's in, I saw an interview with Jake the Snake Roberts, and he said he's in better shape now than he was in when he was wrestling in WWE 10, 15 years ago.
You bet.
Wow.
You know, Squirrel, I hate to do this, man, but I got to catch you up on the times. It's probably been about 25 or 30 years now.
Hey, careful.
10 or 15 years ago, that's when The Rock and Stone Cold were starting to hit big. And Jake the Snake had already made his exit. So, yeah, I think we're going around about maybe about 20, 25 years now.
Hush. Where's that mute button? Hold on a minute. Here we go.
No. Been muted on the Greg Carl show.
No, better yet, they need to come up with the Jerry Springer button.
That's right. Get the ding, ding, ding. We get some sound effects in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, get those little beep beeps in there.
Well, some of my guests, I know I can't beep them in the chat room, but man, whew.
Oh, it's sad. I talked about people like that today on my show, and if people, you know, I welcome everybody who wants to make a fool of themselves, because I'll make them look 10 times more ridiculous than they think they ever could have. And, you know, I welcome that stuff. I promise you, I'm like the early days of The Rock with a microphone. You don't want to get into a war of words with this guy, because I'm going to say, I know how this goes down. I'm going to say some stuff. You're going to start crying. You're going to get mad at me. You're never going to talk to me again. Then you're going to say something behind my back. Meanwhile, I'm just going to sit here smiling because I knew I won the war. So, you know, people like that want to bring it on. I say, let's go. Let's do this.
Well, you know, I remember, Greg, the very first time that I went to a TCW show. It was down in Fort Smith when they were at the event center, and that's where Jerry Lawler was there that night and making an appearance. And that was back in 2011, and that's when I really first started going to TCW, and that was really the first time that I got to meet Clint Davis.
That's right.
And I tell you, I mean, we developed an immediate friendship, I mean, from the get-go. I mean, that was the night that I had seen Michael Berry there, and of course he was wrestling, you know, by himself, and Boyd Bradford was coming out there with him, and of course I hadn't seen Michael Berry in, oh gosh, at least 2 or 3 years, you know, because I'd known Michael Berry from other wrestling federations, you know, and of course that was when he was still with Genetic Perfection, and he's wised up since then. He's wised up since then.
That's not true.
But
that's a vicious rumor.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
That's a vicious rumor. He is Genetic Perfection for life. He will be back. I'm just waiting.
You're just waiting. Okay. So anyways, so he comes around the corner, and, you know, and we're on the front row. We're sitting at the tables, you know, and Clint's over on the other side of the, you know, like in the middle part of the room, and we're over here on this one side, and I stood up and I said, Mr. Saturday Night. And he just stopped and looked and his mouth dropped wide open. I said, your worst nightmare is back. And he's like, oh, Greedy Hulkster, I thought I got rid of you. And the fight was on. I mean, it was just, you know, it was on from there. And I tell you, I have had so much fun over the years, you know, going to TCW, hanging out with my friends, you know, getting to see my wrestling family, making new friends, you know, and I tell you, but yeah, that was the first time that Clint Davis and I ever had the opportunity to get to meet each other. And I tell you, we immediately, you know, he's over there with his Perfection section sign, you know, and I'm over there, you know, with, like, you know, booing.
The Granny Hulkamaniac.
Booing Genetic Perfection, you know.
Yeah, the Granny
Maniac. Granny has fans. I mean, Granny has little kids coming up asking for her autograph, you know, which
That's
I absolutely
right.
love. But
right.
I tell you, when
Granny
Hulkster,
that's what you need to do.
What's that?
That's what Granny Hulkster, you need to get you some pictures, run down to the local Kinko's, 25 cents a piece, get you some printed off, turn around, sell them for 50 cents a piece, and sit there and autograph them. We'll be rich.
That's right. That's right. We need to get her. We need to get her in a hover round and get her to all these events.
Oh wow, that would be interesting. That would be interesting. But I tell you, but no, when we were in the Night of Champions in Fort Smith, Clint, you know, when Rich Root had to wear the dress, you know.
Oh yeah.
That was fun. That was funny. This
I don't
guy
want to talk
was
about
taking
it.
Pictures of Rich Root in that dress, in that flowery dress, with these kids. And this guy, and I didn't even know who the guy was. You know, he's like, Granny, oh, you got to get the picture too. So Rich grabs me and puts his arm around me. And I'm standing next to Rich in that dress.
Wow.
Oh, that was funny. That was funny. I mean, you know, he's standing there, you know, with that flowery dress on. I told him, I said, you know, man, I said, it looks really good on you, Rich. I said, kind of goes with your eyes there, you know.
That's right. But,
you know, it was fun. It was fun. It's a lot. You know, we have a lot of fun when we're teasing Tuppy.
I'm a deprived child. I feel like I'm missing out on some stuff here.
Man,
honey, you are missing out on a lot. I tell you, when you get me and Clint Davis in the building together, oh my. Oh my. It's unreal, I tell you. It is very, it's very comical sometimes.
Well, if I remember correct, me and Clint were having a pretty good time in Muskogee, Oklahoma a few weeks ago at Strike King Muay Thai show.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Now, Squirrel, you're seeing why I want you to go to Clarksville on what is that, July 6th?
That would be definitely a fun time for all of us. But yeah, you know, if you guys want to make arrangements to come get me and take me to Clarksville, I will be more than happy to oblige.
Man, we might have to. Who's closer? Granny Hulkster, I don't even know where you live, and if whoever's closer,
I'm closer.
Well, then I charge you with this task, sir.
All right.
Yeah, I think you are closer than Clint is, Greg. I really do. I think you are, because he's over in Oklahoma.
I am, right across the bridge.
So,
well, Granny Holster, hold on a minute. Let me pull up my schedule here. Let me see what I did.
He open his black book real quick.
Yeah, really?
No, that's
a little black
other
book
one.
There.
That's the other schedule.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the other schedule. We don't talk about that one.
There you go. I don't even know what you're talking about.
I got lamb blasted for paying compliments to a girl on Facebook today. I'm like, why? Can a guy not pay a girl a compliment?
Man.
No. What date?
Women never know what date.
July 6th.
Yeah, July 6th.
Right now, I am open.
Saturday, July 6th, yeah. That's the big day. That's the big day. Hey, there's also some big news coming out on TCW Radio tonight, and I think it's already been announced on Facebook, but the next show in Fort Smith in August, the next TCW event in August, Matt Hardy is coming to town.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, see? I do an MMA show for a living, and now I got all the insider info on TCW. I still, if Tom Simon is out there, I want Tom Simon to know that I still pay attention to that man. I still listen to that gentleman on the radio. And so, you know, TCW is still in my blood. I have not traded. I have not converted. I haven't done anything like that. It's just MMA is what I do, and wrestling is, you know, still what I've loved since I was a kid.
Here we go.
Good stuff.
Sound like it's on.
It is on. You guys, I have got to jump off of here. I got to get a new water valve and supply line. I've been ripping out a bathroom and totally redoing it, and I'm just about done. So I got to get out to Lowe's and get some stuff done. But, hey, Granny Hulkster, I love you like you're part of my real family. And I
love you too,
Clay.
Good to talk to you.
Sometime soon, we're going
to
see each other.
We will.
Oh, yeah.
And Greg, I got to get off here too, my friend. But it's been great hanging out with you and Clint, and talking old times, rocking down memory lane. I tell you, I'm glad I called in today. So,
well, Granny,
y'all take care.
Granny Hoaxer, I said it once, I'll say it again. You're always a welcome voice on my show. And Clint, well, Clint's got free gratis, so, you know, I can't beat him away. So.
Well, take care,
anyway,
friends. Love you guys.
The show here today.
Love you
all
too,
right.
Granny Hoaxer. We'll talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye.
Well, I guess old Gray, big gray squirrel, I got to jump off here and get some stuff done. So, yeah, hey, I'm glad Granny called in and we got a chance to shout at her a little bit, and I'm glad to hear she's doing a little bit better, and maybe, you know, here pretty soon we can all get together at a TCW event.
Oh my God, can you imagine us three in the same van?
I mean, you're
going to
I'm going
to
be wearing those balloon helmets and everything, and you know, it's going to look like the TCW circus come to town.
There we go, baby. That's what it's all about.
All right, man. Hey, you have a good show, and I'm going to keep an eye on this chat room before I head on out, and hit me up, man. We'll talk later.
All right, Clint. Good to hear from you, brother.
All right, buddy. You too.
Two of the best friends a guy could ask for right there, Granny Hoaxer and Clint Davis. I mean, who could go wrong with friends like that? I mean, it's going to be a crazy time. July, Clarksville, Arkansas, TCW, and, I mean, the legendary Jake the Snake Roberts is going to be in the house, so there's going to be a bunch of fun going on that road trip, let me tell you, boys and girls. Wow. I didn't want them to go. I was having fun. Listening to them talk about their old times, making plans to create new memories. I mean, that's what friends are like right there, is being able to talk about old memories, looking forward to making new memories, and, oh, Lord, I feel sorry for the folks in Clarksville when Clint Davis, Greg Squirrel, Granny Hoaxer, in the house. July, TCW. Speaking of being in the house, June 29th, and I wish Dave could have stayed on so we could have talked about it a little bit, because I know there's been some major changes going on with Extreme Fighting Inc., their big event, June 29th. We're going to get Clint back on the show, hopefully either tomorrow or, no, it can't be tomorrow because I'm not, we're not going to be on the air tomorrow, but hopefully Thursday be able to get Clint on the air so we can talk about the changes that are taking place for June 29th. Apparently, from the word on the street, is that a couple more fighters have dropped out, so we got some new fighters stepping up at the last minute. June 29th, just around the corner, folks. If you do not have your tickets, all the tables are gone from what I hear. So if you were planning on getting a table, too bad. From what I hear, all the tables are gone. So, I mean, you're just going to have to sit in the crowd and just yell your little heads off. But I'm telling you, boys and girls, we had Dave Grayson on the show yesterday, talking about his big fight coming up. And I said it once, I said it again, we're going to get loud and rowdy at the Fort Smith Convention Center, June 29th, XFI, Extreme Fighting Inc., Infinity. Oh, yes. Oh. I love ring announcing so much that I'm like a druggie, you know, needing a hit. You know, as soon as I'm done with that show Saturday night, I can promise you Sunday, I'm going to bounce out of bed saying, where's my next show at? Where's my next show at? You know, that's why I'm so happy to be announcing for XFI. I'm happy to be announcing for Striking Muay Thai. I am excited to be announcing for Uncivil War MMA. And any other promotions that are needing a ring announcer for your event, give me a call. I'm going to pimp your event on my show. I'm going to pimp your event on my Facebook. And then, of course, you know, I'm going to come announce the event, and we're going to get loud and we're going to get rowdy at your event. If you don't believe me, ask Clint Davis. He was at Strike King Muay Thai. Ask him what the crowd was like. Contact some of the folks up at Uncivil War MMA up in Springfield, Missouri. They can tell you what it's like. And we're just going to have fun, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, you can call us in, 347-326-9073. Got a little under 15 minutes left in the show, 347-326-9073. You can join us in the chat room. You can email me, thegregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com. Twitter me, ringannouncer1, or at ringannouncer1 on the Twitter. And if you can't get a hold of Greg Squirrel, you're not trying hard enough. That's all I can say about that. Man, Jake the Snake Roberts going to be in Clarksville, Arkansas, July. Let me tell you, folks, if you're a wrestling fan and you want to see one of the true legends, and then we just heard about Matt Hardy possibly going to be in Fort Smith for their next Fort Smith show. Matthew Hardy of the legendary Hardy Boys, Matt and Jeff. Crazy, folks, crazy. But that's the kind of quality professional wrestling action TCW is bringing to Southwest Missouri, Northwest Arkansas. So get ready. It's going to be loud. It's going to get rowdy. It's going to get real. It's going to get damn real. Sorry, I had to do my Kurt Angle impression there for a second. That brings up a good question. In a legitimate fight, and I think Dave is still over there in the room, so he hopefully he can type this in before he takes off. In a legitimate fight between Kurt Angle between Kurt Angle and Quentin Rampage Jackson, who do you think takes it? Honestly, oh boy, I can't say. I just really cannot say. In a legitimate fight, none of the professional wrestling crap, you know, if they want to take it to the cage, I'm sure Kurt would be more than happy. But who would take it? Quentin Rampage Jackson or Kurt Angle? How about Quentin Rampage Jackson against Dan to be severed? Interesting. Some points to ponder right there. Yes. Oh, I meant to ask. I know he sent me several text messages, but I meant to ask Clint what he thought about Dean Vaughn. God bless his soul, broke his ankle. Whew. Not near as nasty as the, who was the kid for Louisville? I can't remember his name, during the NCAA. But the crowd was in shock, I'll put it that way. Saturday night, Springfield, Missouri, O'Reilly Family Event Center. Dean Vaughn against Dean Mighty Mouse Vaughn against Wild Miles Warrior McDonald. Oh, man. Thoughts and prayers, Dean. Get ready soon, buddy. I'm going to try to get you on the show. So anyway, boys and girls, we have talked about, June 29th. I got more information coming up about Strike King coming back in next big event. It's in August, coming back to the Springfield or Springfield, coming back to the Muskogee Civic Center. Also got my big trip to Phoenix, Arizona. If you're a martial arts enthusiast, not just MMA, but pure martial arts and the individual forms, then you need to make your way to Phoenix, Arizona in July. Also, our United States Martial Arts Association has their big Hall of Fame weekend, and you can look it up on the internet, United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame. Going to be having their big Hall of Fame weekend taking place in July. I should have the dates right here in front of me since I'm going. 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th are the dates. 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th. There's going to be all kind of seminars going on. There's going to be all kind of hand-to-hand combat seminars, guns training seminars, knife training seminars. I mean, and we're talking about learning how to fight with a cane, various different stuff that you can, you know, it's going to be exciting. You can get more information on the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame website. We're going to be there for that. You know, I mentioned it once, and, you know, I don't like to keep bringing it up because I don't want people to think that I'm, I don't know. Anyway, once again, being inducted into the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame. Once again, I'm honored, I'm humbled, and I'm very excited to be going to Phoenix. That's just something that a poor boy like me from Arkansas never dreamed of, never envisioned. I didn't see this coming. This caught me blindsided, boys and girls, but I'm excited about it, and I'm very honored and thrilled to be part of this great organization. So anyway, we will not be on the air tomorrow because I am going to be on the movie set for the movie Greater, Brandon Burlesworth's story. So we will be back Thursday. So everybody, make a note of that. Tell your buddies, tell your friends that we will be back Thursday. And we'll do it all again, 4 o'clock till 5 o'clock, right here on the Greg Squirrel Show, brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. Until then, peace out, my friends. Love you.